Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. But say, fellas and girls, what do you think of the swell idea I told you about last night? I mean, that big double Christmas gift for Mother. It's something for you to talk over with Dad. A beautiful new Scull Gas kitchen range, plus a lovely 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware, both for the price of the range alone. Scull Gas, you know, is a product of the Scull Gas Company, a part of the Scully Oil Company. Now, Scull Gas is not gasoline. It is rich, clean, natural gas, compressed in steel containers and delivered to your home by your Scull Gas dealer. It brings all the comfort and convenience of city gas service to those who live beyond the gas main. Your nearby Scull Gas dealer is featuring his special free Christmas gift offer of a beautiful Scull Gas range and a 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware right now. Now, this set is sold in many of the country's leading stores for as much as $14.95. And now you can get it free with the purchase of any Scull Gas range if you order it before Christmas. Stop in and examine the various popular models of Scull Gas ranges at your Scull Gas dealers. Learn the whole story of the convenience, ease, and economy of using Scull Gas for cooking delicious meals in less time, with less dirt and less bother. And examine that beautiful 57-piece dinnerware set, which your Scull Gas dealer now has on display. It consists of plates, bowls, cups, saucers, food dishes, glassware, knives, forks, spoons, everything complete, and all in gorgeous contrasting colors that make you think of romantic old Spain. 57 pieces in all. And all absolutely free if you order your new Scull Gas range now before Christmas. So remember, see your Scull Gas dealer about this special free Christmas gift offer tomorrow. And say, you fellas and girls listening in, be sure to tell Dad about this swell idea for surprising Mother this Christmas with a wonderful gift that the whole family will help Mother enjoy for years to come. A genuine Scull Gas kitchen range. And now to Captain Midnight. The last time you remember, we left Captain Midnight and Chuck hurrying down to the foot of the waterfall to the flagstone square in front of the old Aztec temple, where Chuck Ramsey is going to try the most difficult takeoff he has ever attempted. But for a few minutes, we turn to another scene, which is taking place in the Pareda Hacienda down the valley, where Ivan Shark is making his headquarters. The criminal is alone at his desk in the library when suddenly there comes a signal.
Is that you, Fang?
No, Chief, it's Gardo. Fang told me to come in.
Very well, Gardo. What is it?
There's a gent here to see you, Chief. He said it's very important.
Indeed. Who is he?
He said his name's Senor Lutro.
Senor Lutro?
Yeah.
I did not expect him so soon. But bring him in, Gardo, and you will remain in the room while he is here.
Okay, Chief. Ivan Shark will see you, senor.
Gracias, senor. This is the great pleasure, Senor Shark.
I am glad to see you, Senor Lutro. You will close the door, Gardo.
Okay, Chief.
And now, Senor Lutro, to what am I indebted for this sudden visit? Our arrangements have been made, have they not?
Yes, Senor Shark. All the arrangements have been made. But it will be necessary to make a change in our plans. If you will remember, you agreed to deliver all the cattle to me before a certain date.
Yes, that is correct, senor. But that date is several weeks off. And there was several days leeway after that.
But, senor, a certain situation has come up. I cannot get the payment for the cattle if we wait until the latter date.
Huh? Why not, senor?
The Mexican government, senor, is make the investigation. We will have to get our business over quickly. Otherwise, we may not be able to complete it.
I see. And you wish me to deliver the cattle to you immediately?
Yes, si, senor. You will agree then, senor, to make the drive at once?
Just a moment. Gardo.
Yeah, chief.
Are our pilots ready to fly?
Yeah, chief, but we lost another ship.
Yes, I know about that, Gardo. But how many planes are available now?
Well, we can get 5 in the air, chief.
That will be enough. We will have the mechanics check the planes carefully and tell the pilots to be ready early in the morning.
Okay, Chief.
Well, that is most excellent, Senor. You will begin the drive at daybreak?
Yes, Senor. The drive will begin as soon as the ships can take off.
This is something new to me, Senor, driving the cattle by the use of airplane. You're sure the plan will work?
We know it will work. The animals become terrified by the sound of the motors, especially when the pilots dive at them. Once we get them on the run, we will keep them moving.
Do you not fear the stampede, Senor?
They may stampede a little. Some of them may get killed. But there is only one way to go. You will have men stationed in the pass to count them, of course.
Si, Senor, that is most important.
Very good, Senor. We understand each other.
Si, Senor. I will go now and make the necessary preparation.
Just a moment, Senor. There is a little matter of the deposit agreed upon before we start the cattle moving.
Si, Senor, I have not forgotten. Here is the package of bills. Perhaps you will wish to count them, huh?
No, Senor. That will not be necessary. The amount you give me now will be credited to your final account at the settlement.
Grazie, Senor. Hasta luego until we meet again.
Goodbye, Senor. We should conclude our business in 2 days. So, Senor Lutro out, Gardo.
Okay, Chief.
Grazie, Senor. Hasta luego. Hasta luego.
You want me to stay, Chief?
Yes, Gardo. Come here.
Okay, Chief.
I wish to tell you of our plans for the next few days. In the first place, tell Rossman to find out how Captain Midnight's party succeeded in getting down to the Aztec Temple.
Okay, Chief. I'll see him this afternoon.
I do not want any of Captain Midnight's party to escape. There is a plan forming in my mind, and as soon as we have delivered the cattle to Senor Lutro and his men, we will finish off Captain Midnight, find Senor Paredes' treasure, and then leave.
Yeah, but what I want to know is, what are we going to do about Chuck Ramsey and those others over at the temple?
First, Gardo, you will make the arrangements for the drive tomorrow morning. After that, you will return here. You and I will take a trip to the Aztec Temple to make some investigations. Do not forget, Gardo, I have the chart left by Senor Pereira for his daughter Dolores. If I have read the chart right, we will make some astonishing discoveries. Go now. And come back to me after you have carried out my present orders.
Okay, Chief.
And now, back to Captain Midnight. He and Chuck, accompanied by Patsy, Pinky Drake, and Slim Poole, have descended to the square in front of the Aztec Temple. They are now gathered about the plane, poised precariously at the edge of the clearing near the fall. They are all helping to pull the ship back to safety. Listen as Chuck says...
She's moving. Keep her going.
Come on. By the great wizard, Slim, why don't you do some pulling?
Well, what do you think I'm doing, you old rapscallion? We got to pull you and the ship, too.
All right, never mind that now. How about it, Patsy?
That's enough, Red. Stop.
All right, hold it, everybody.
Oh, gee, that's swell, Red. I'll bet she's back just far enough.
All right. Now, listen. We got a hold of the tail here. Come on, Chuck, come up here.
Be right there.
All right. All right, come on, now, all together. Lift up. Come on.
We're all ready, Red.
All right. Now walk around with it easy now.
Hey, why don't you get up on the tail and ride, Pinky? You might just as well.
Why, you old scallywag, you. Let the three of us do all the work.
That looks about right, Red.
All right, boys, let her down. Easy there, not too fast.
There she is.
By the great grizzly, look over that cliff. One step backwards and I'd have been a goner.
Wouldn't be no loss if you was to ask me.
Now then, Chuck, you and Pinky and Slim, take out that back seat.
Okay, Red. Come on, Pinky. Come on, Slim, get up here.
Yeah, I'll help you, Chuck. Slim will be in the way.
Yes, as you.
Oh, Patsy, come here a minute, will you?
Sure, Red. What can I do for you?
Listen, I wanted to talk to you while they're getting some of the stuff out of the plane. Did you bring what I told you to?
You bet I did. It's right here in this package.
Good. Did you get the things I mentioned?
Yes, I did. I got them out of the first aid kit. Gee, do you think there's much danger? Do you think that
Now, listen, Patsy, you mustn't worry. You know how I feel about Chuck. I wouldn't let him do this unless I thought it could be done.
But gosh, this first
The best plans in the world sometimes go haywire, Patsy. I'm taking every precaution I can. If anything should happen to Chuck, if there should be a wreck, we'll do everything we can for him.
I know, but, well, I wish...
No. You keep your chin up and do everything I say. Now listen, go down to the other end of the square to the left, where that low wall is. That's the one dangerous obstacle. If any trouble occurs, it'll be there.
Okay, Red.
Okay, I've got the rear seat out and also some other stuff. There isn't much gasoline anyway.
All right, Chuck. Tell Pinky and Slim to come over here. You get in the front cockpit and start the engine.
Okay, Red. I'll have the motor turning over in a jiffy.
Right.
What do you have, Captain?
Is there something else we can do?
No. Now listen, you two, and listen carefully. Chuck is about to attempt a very dangerous takeoff. I'm confident he'll make it. But if there's any trouble at all, it'll come when he tries to get over that low wall. Now listen. You run down and station yourselves near Patsy. Oh, wait. Chuck's got the engine started now. All right, now hurry down there. If anything should happen, we've got to get to the plane and get Chuck out just as quickly as we can.
Okay, Captain. Come on here.
Engine's turning over okay, Red.
All right, I'll be right there, Chuck.
I've got the brakes set and everything's out that could be taken out.
All right, turn that engine up a little faster there, Chuck.
Okay.
Good, that's enough. Keep her there now while I give you some last-minute instructions.
Right.
Now listen to me, Chuck. Above everything else, keep a cool head. Don't try to get off the ground too quickly. Keep that nose down until the last instant. But don't let it get too low. Otherwise, the prop blades may hit the ground. Just before you get to the wall, pull back on the stick and jump the ship over. After you're over, you'll be in the valley and you can nose down and gather more flying speed.
Okay, Red. I understand.
Good. Now, open the throttle up wide. How's she hitting, Chuck?
Fine. Turning over like a sewing machine.
All right, Chuck. Release the brake. Go. Chuck, come on, get that nose down, Chuck. Get it down. There, that's better. Now keep it there. Look out for that wall. Jump her off, Chuck. Quick, quick, before it's too late.
Well, what can be the matter with Chuck? Why doesn't the ship gather speed faster? Will he be able to jump the wheels over the wall immediately ahead? Don't miss the exciting adventure next Monday. Tune in to Captain Midnight. But say, did you realize that today is the 1st of December? Well, it is. And that means time for you and Dad to start thinking about a Christmas present for Mother. Well, here's a mighty swell idea. Have Dad stop in at your nearby Skell Gas dealers and see the beautiful new Skell Gas kitchen ranges. The convenience of cooking with Skell Gas is a present that will bring pleasure to the whole family for years to come. And listen, your Skell Gas dealer is offering a marvelous 57-piece set of Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware free with every Skell Gas range ordered before Christmas. A 57-piece set of colored dinnerware that has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. And a genuine Skell Gas kitchen range, both for the price of the range alone. Boy, there's an opportunity to give Mother two wonderful Christmas gifts in one. So, see them both at your Skell Gas dealers tonight or tomorrow for sure. Now, if there is not a Skell Gas dealer near you, send a postcard to the Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Skell Gas. And don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Chuck avoid what looks like disaster in his efforts to fly the plane out of the small clearing in front of the Aztec Temple? And what will Ivan Sharp do next? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing! The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. But say, look here. Today is December 4th. You know what that means? Well, it means that 3 weeks from today is Christmas. Say, boy, it sure is time for you and Dad to get together and decide what you're going to get Mother for her extra special present this year. Well, here's one swell idea. If you live beyond the city gas mains, I'll bet there's nothing Mother would appreciate more than a beautiful new Skelgas kitchen range. Skelgas, you know, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, is rich, clean, natural gas compressed in steel cylinders and delivered to your home by your Skelgas dealer. It brings you all the convenience of city gas service for cooking delicious meals quickly and easily. But say, don't forget this. Your Skelgas dealer is now offering an amazing free gift with every Skelgas kitchen range ordered before Christmas. A gorgeous 57-piece set of colored dinnerware in the gay Barcelona pattern. A set that has sold in leading stores for as much as $14.95. Yet it's yours absolutely free with any Skelgas kitchen range if you order it now. Now, here's something else to tell Dad. He can get any Skelgas kitchen range on a liberal, easy payment plan. Ask your Skelgas dealer all about it, but don't put it off. Here's a real opportunity to bring Mother the comfort and convenience of cooking with Skelgas on a modern Skelgas range that she'll always be proud of. But besides this, she'll have a lovely 57-piece set of gay Barcelona pattern colored dinnerware that won't cost Dad 1 cent extra. So do something about this swell idea right away, won't you? Ask Dad tonight if he doesn't think it's time to stop at your Skelgas dealers and get fixed up on that big double Christmas present for Mother that the whole family will enjoy with her for years to come. And now to Captain Midnight. Events are rapidly approaching a thrilling climax. Chuck Ramsey is attempting a dangerous takeoff from the small square in front of the Aztec Temple at the foot of the waterfall. The plane has been lightened, and Chuck, because of his light weight, is flying the ship instead of Captain Midnight. At the other end of the square is a low stone wall against which Chuck might crash. Captain Midnight is standing where Chuck started the plane rolling. The ship is now halfway from that point to the wall. Pinky, Slim, and Patsy are watching with fear in their eyes as the plane approaches them. Listen as Patsy exclaims.
Something's wrong. The plane isn't moving fast enough.
Get going, Chuck. Get going.
He ain't going to make it. He shouldn't have tried it. He'll crack up again this wall here, sure. Come on, Chuck. Get that thing off the ground.
Look, the nose is coming up. Chuck's pulling the stick belt. More, Chuck, more. Those wheels have got to come up higher.
He ain't rising fast enough. He didn't have enough speed.
Them wheels are going to hit the wall.
Look, the wheels are hit by the great grizzly. Look at that.
They hit just at the top of the wall. The ship's bouncing high in the air.
Great, he horse apart. He cleared it. But something's wrong. Look.
The plane's almost off.
Here comes Captain Midnight.
Hey, Captain, hurry up.
Chuck's losing control. The ship's falling down into the river. The plane's almost out of sight. Water between the trees.
Hey, look! Something's happening.
Jump on keepers. The ship's standing still.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Chuck's got a chance. The ship's regaining flying speed, see?
His wheels are almost in the water. I can't hardly see him down among them trees.
The next second will tell the story. Come on, open her wide, Chuck.
He's got her wide open. I can tell by the sound.
Blimey sakes, look. He's still moving.
Gosh, oh, Hemlock, he ain't hit the water yet.
Atta boy, Chuck, atta boy. You're coming through. You're gonna make it.
He's making it. Look, the ship's beginning to rise.
By gum, that's what it's doing. That air wing's higher now than it was.
Oh, by the great horn toad, you were right. I can see air between them there wheels and the water.
You're coming through, Chuck. I knew you would. Oh, if that engine doesn't quit now, he's going to make it. Look, he's climbing well now, see?
See, he's up out of them trees.
Oh, I never seen a prettier sight in my life.
Me either, Slim. Many a veteran pilot wouldn't have been able to do what Chuck did then.
See? He's beginning to turn. He's climbing up to get over the ridge.
Yeah, he's okay now. Well, he certainly had several mighty bad moments there.
Gosh, what made him sink down over the water after he got over the wall?
Well, when his wheels hit the wall, Pinky, it stopped him so much that he lost nearly all his flying speed.
I don't know how he ever kept the ship level.
No, down in the valley, there's a lot of dead air.
Hey, we better be getting out of here. Chuck will be on the ground an hour by the time we get back.
Yes, you're right. Come on, everybody, let's hurry.
An hour later, Captain Midnight and his companions have climbed up the mountainside, crossed the underground river, and come out of the cave above the dry lake bed. Patsy has gone to help her mother care for Dolores Pareda, while Pinky and Slim have returned to their guard posts. Near the plane, which Chuck has taxied up beneath the trees, he and Captain Midnight are standing together talking. Let's listen as Captain Midnight says.
Well, Chuck, my sincere congratulations. You put on as nice a job of flying as I've ever seen.
Gosh, Captain, thanks a lot. But I was awfully lucky. I still don't know how I managed to keep that ship in the air.
No, it wasn't all luck, Chuck. Not by a long shot. You showed the result of training, and best of all, you kept cool. It'd have been very easy when your wheels hit that wall to have become excited and lost your head.
Well, I knew there was only one thing to do. I could feel I'd lost almost all of my flying speed. And with the motor already wide open, the only thing I could do was to shove the nose down.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked as though I was going to hit the water before I'd picked up any speed.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the treads in your tires weren't a bit wet. One time, I certainly didn't see any air between them and the water.
Oh, gosh, I know I was awfully low. But I had such a hard time keeping the ship level that I couldn't think of anything else.
Yes, I know. You were down there in a pocket, nothing but dead air. I guess the controls were rather wobbly, weren't they?
I'll say they were. I thought a wing was going to drop off any second.
Well, now that's over. We've got to look into the future. We've accomplished our first objective, which was to gain possession of two planes. Now that we have them, we must use them to advantage.
I noticed you divided up the gasoline evenly between the ships. Are we going to do some flying right away?
I did that as a safety measure, Chuck. We can't tell what's going to happen. The way it is now, both ships have a couple of hours' supply of gas.
If there were only four of us, we could fly out of here.
Yes, I know, but that's impossible. However, I had a long talk with Senor Pareda this morning. He and I are leaving on a trip.
Gosh, Red, can't I go?
No, Chuck, no. You're more valuable here. That forced landing on the Temple Square and this takeoff have shown me how much you can be relied upon. You've got plenty of courage. You can keep your wits about you. That's mighty important.
Where are you going, Red?
We're going to try to get help from the authorities. Senor Pareda didn't want to, but I persuaded him it was the best thing to do.
He didn't want to?
Well, Chuck, he's always handled his own affairs without any outside help. Sort of like a feudal lord.
I see.
He felt he should be able to fight his own battles.
When do you think you'll be back?
We're going to take off at dusk. I think it best to fly at night and thus avoid sharks or pilots. We should be back later on in the night, certainly before daybreak.
Gosh, Red, I just thought of something.
Yeah?
You remember the mix-up we got into when we thought that one of Shark's pilots was flying the Spartan?
Yes, I remember that only too well. Better fix up some kind of an identification for the plane I'm flying. Shark's planes are the same color. We don't want to make any mistakes.
I'll say not.
Now, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tie a small white streamer to the tail skid, so you'll be sure to know me.
That's swell. Now, is there anything you want me to do around here?
Only this. Make the rounds of the guard posts at least every 2 hours. Be sure the men are awake and on their toes.
Okay, Red. I'll be sure and do it.
Now, can you think of any other questions?
Yeah. Suppose something happens and you don't get back here. You know, we've had a little trouble with these motors, and you might have a forced landing.
Well, that's very true, Chuck. Well, the town to which we're going lies due north and is almost exactly an hour's flight. If we're not back an hour after daybreak, you take off, fly to this town, tell your story to the authorities. Tell them you're an American citizen. Show them your passport. I had hoped we could wind up our business down here without troubling the Mexican government. But it doesn't look as though that's going to be possible.
Okay, Red. I'll remember.
Well, I guess that's all. If something unexpected happens, you'll have to use your own judgment. So far, I'm glad to say it's been pretty good.
Well, thanks, Captain. I'll do my best.
Yes, I know you will, Chuck. Now, I'm going to get some much-needed rest. Be sure and call me about an hour before dark.
And at the exact moment this conversation between Captain Midnight and Chuck took place, two men were creeping through a hidden jungle trail, and as we find them now, they are emerging into the open square in front of the Aztec Temple. They are Ivan Shark and his chief pilot, Gardo, standing not far from the waterfall. Let's listen as Ivan Shark says.
Yes, Gardo. The Indian guide was right. That trail led directly to the temple.
Say, this is some place, Chief. Look at that waterfall. It kind of gives you the shivers.
At one time, Gardo, this scene was one of barbaric splendor.
That kind of lingo's over my head, Chief. I don't get you.
Huh? Yeah. It is just as well. You have no imagination, Gardo, and that is a good thing.
What did they use this joint for anyway, Chief?
You see that massive block of stone in the middle of the square, Gardo?
Why, sure, Chief. I'm looking at it now.
Well, that block of stone is an altar. Once a year, the high priests of the tribe sacrifice the most beautiful maiden in the tribe.
You mean they killed her?
That's exactly what I mean, Gardo. First, they bathed her in the water from the fall. Then they put her on the altar in the presence of all the people.
Gee, I don't like to think about it, Chief. It gives me the craze.
No, Gardo. It is not a very pleasant thought. But to a man of my intelligence, these things are highly interesting. But we must leave such matters and get back to other things.
Yeah, we better be thinking about the parade of treasure.
Yes. Now, as soon as I have completed a preliminary survey of this place, we will investigate the underground dungeon. But first, we must...
What's wrong, Chief? What are you looking at?
The plane, Gardo. The plane that Chuck Ramsey landed here. Where is it?
Yeah, I don't know, Chief. It was on the edge. Must have fallen over into the water.
You are sure it was not blown out?
Well, how could it, Chief? Look for yourself.
You're right. No one could fly out of here. Now, about this trail up the mountainside.
Up there it is, Chief, on the right of the waterfall. Shall we go up to it?
No, not now. I have just thought of something. If this trail can be used by Captain Midnight and his friends, it can also be used by us.
Hey, Chief, you're right. We can slip up this trail and give them the works.
I will think about it, Dardo. We do not have time today. And tomorrow we will be busy with the cattle drive. But on the day following, we will put my plan into effect.
Yeah. Captain Midnight thinks we don't know about this trail.
Yes, Gatto, and that is the beautiful part of it. We will gather all our men together, creep up this path, and surprise Captain Midnight. Yeah. And what a surprise that will be, Gatto.
Yes. If Ivan Shark leads his men up the mountainside and they find their way over the underground river, they will come out into the circular valley through the cave which shelters Ma and Patsy Donovan. And by doing this, they can take Captain Midnight and his friends completely by surprise. What will happen next? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. How would you like to give Mother a beautiful 57-piece set of the popular new color dinnerware for Christmas? A bright, colorful 57-piece set of dishes, glassware, and tableware in the gay, romantic Barcelona pattern. Well, here's how you might be able to do it if you live beyond the city gas mains. Just ask Dad if he doesn't think it would be a swell idea to get Mother a Skell Gas kitchen range for Christmas. Then tell him that your Skell Gas dealer is now offering a 57-piece dinnerware set absolutely free with every Skell Gas kitchen range he sells. No doubt your dad already knows about Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, and how it brings all the convenience of city gas to those who live beyond the gas mains. So if Dad decides to get Mother a Skell Gas range for Christmas, he'll also get that free 57-piece dinnerware set. And that can be your present to Mother. A mighty swell idea, isn't it? Well, tell Dad about it tonight. Now, if there is no Skell Gas dealer nearby, drop a postcard to the Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will Ivan Shark be able to take Captain Midnight's party by surprise? And where have Captain Midnight and Señor Pareda gone? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!